I hate math. It's hard, I often don't get it, and probably never will. But as you may know, that thing I loathe is incredibly important, particularly so when you're talking about personal finances. What's coming in versus what's going out. Spoiler, it's preferable that the in is the higher of the two. Louise Mack preaches the importance of basic math as head of the nonprofit organization, Prosperity Unlimited. With 3 decades of experience helping people become and stay homeowners, she's seen just about every fluctuation imaginable in the housing market. Louise has unique views about how prospective and existing homeowners can set themselves up for success. In a 2022 community survey, Cabarrus residents ranked housing as the most important priority for the county. On this episode of Did Y'all Hear, Jonathan and I sat down with Louise to discuss Prosperity, both the organization and our financial state. County, North Carolina,
America thrives here. He always has questions.
We always have questions. That's just the nature of the game.
That's right.
Yeah.
What is the story behind this organization? What made you decide that this was something that needed to be a resource out there for those who are looking to purchase a home?
I always wanted to teach, but how I got into Prosperity was I started a small business with one of my friends. And so we were doing the small business. And then, of course, that event happened in 1993. And for some reason, and I don't write, but I started writing. And so we were putting out a newsletter, and I just got so involved in the community and saw what the community needed and never planned to do Prosperity. So Prosperity started out as a 3 pieces of paper on my bed. And then I got Steve Osborne, who works with the City of Concord, still does, was telling me about different things. And so I started learning about a community development corporation. And so I started doing some searches, and I ran into a group of people called the Community Development Initiative. They are no longer there, but we still stand. So I started learning about being a CDC, and then from a CDC, you know, it's like, and they talked more about building houses, but I also, because I am an accountant by education and training, it was like people got to get prepared. And I also had gone through the process of buying my own home. And it's like, okay, how do we prepare people? So that's when we got involved and got trained to become housing counselors. But I never planned to stay at Prosperity. Prosperity was something that I started an organization that I never planned to ever participate in, because nonprofits don't make no money. And and my goals was I needed to make money. So I got involved. I started the organization. I actually left town. So I left Cabarrus County, moved to Richmond, was working at Philip Morris there. But there was this yearning in my heart for 2 things. One, my granddaughter, and 2 was this organization. You know, we were trying to get it kicked off the ground. We had no money. So I quit my job, took a 75% pay cut, moved back to Cabarrus County, North Carolina, to run what was then called, we were called Cabarrus County Community Development Corporation. Started the organization, ran out of money in 6 months, had a staff person. Now, we only had $33,000 in the bank account and we started the organization. You want to talk about crazy? Yeah, that was crazy. And so we ran out of money. But we had already started building 4 houses. So we had no money. We built in 4 houses. And so the staff person with me said, are you staying? And I said, yeah, I got to stay, you know, because we got 4 families. We're going to build this house. And she said, you stay, I stay. Mm-hmm. So we stayed. Over the years, we have probably built over 100 homes. We have 6 complexes that we have worked in. Prosperity Ridge and Cascades are probably the 2 of the ones that we are most proudest in, because we did that one with another nonprofit. So it was nonprofit to nonprofit building affordable housing. And they are just wonderful places for seniors. And like I said, that's just kind of the story. We are kind of out of development for right now. That's We Build Concord. We are supporting them. So we're the counseling agency behind them, you know, trying to get people to see things in a different light and get prepared. If you can get financially fit, you can get and achieve all the things you want to get. But the main thing for people going forth is they have to know their math. Getting qualified for a house, you have to have the right credit scores, you have to have the right income, you got to know how much house you can afford. So our organization is kind of like that. Before you see realtor and lender, you come to us and we basically get the math right. And we can get the math right, we can get you to yes.
So what role does financial literacy play in your organization's strategy?
Financial literacy is the basics. I mean, it is like the foundation of who we are. Yeah. It kind of goes back to something that my mom always says. You can't be house rich and cash poor. You got to understand where your money is going. So it's not how much money you make, but how you use the money. So financial literacy is basically having... It's being able to teach you those things that you're not learning in school and to show you about the mathematical calculation needed for just long-term survival. Yeah. So you can understand how to budget. Now, budgeting is nothing fun. It's like a diet.
Yes.
It's, you know, as I tell people, you put me on a diet and I can't have bread. Forget the diet. But the same thing happened with budgeting is basically looking at what you want to do in life, define what you want to do in life, put it in the numerical calculations so that you can enjoy your money, have fun, stop living paycheck to paycheck. And all of that really does come in changing mindsets. And the changing mindset means let's learn about these things that we're not taught.
Let's talk about budgeting. What advice do you have for people who want to buy a home? What budgeting steps should they be taking right now?
I give all of our participants the ability to hate us. And to hate us means that one of the things that they have to do is to go back through 3 months of their bank statements and credit card statements. First, look and see where your money's going. Mm-hmm. So until you can identify where your money's going, you don't know what you can do to save. Are there areas that you can save? And can you support the house? A lot of times we hear, you know, I'm tired of paying the landlord money. They are always going up. Well, even in home ownership, the same thing's going to happen. The house payment, even if you have a fixed interest rate, is still going to go up because the loan isn't going to go up. But we got this thing called escrow, which is taxes and insurance. That's going to go up. So you still have to make sure you prepare for this. But looking at where your money's going and then making a conscious decision that I'm going to stop letting my money just go all over the place. Typically, we're losing a lot of money in eating out. We see that a lot.
Yeah.
But once you can identify, because those are the small things that we have problems with.
Yeah.
And it's not the rent, it's not the car payment, but it's those little things that just kind of be in your little bank account that kind of adds up.
So outside of budgeting, what other things should people be thinking about or considering before purchasing a home?
One is understanding that house becomes your child. You got to take care of it. So you need to make sure you're ready for that responsibility of home ownership, that when something breaks, are you going to be able to fix it? You need to think about the stability of your job. Are you stable? You need to make some decisions that you know, am I really ready to give up something? Because you may have to give up something. You might not be able to go on vacation as much. You may not be able to decide, oh, well, My boss told me I can get off early, so I'm going to get off early, even though I'm not going to get paid. But could those hours that you miss be the difference between you making that house payment?
What challenges are people facing in that beginning phase of considering buying a home? What challenges are they facing?
One is the responsibility of homeownership. The banks are going to want their money.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you go in it the right way. We recently had someone that purchased a house in November and almost missed their first house payment in January.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So things happen. So you have to think about things will happen, and how do you make sure that you go into home ownership with more than $19.23 in your bank account?
All right. So we've budgeted. We're understanding the responsibilities that come with home ownership. Now we're ready to purchase our home. We found our home. What is the first step in that process?
Now, our preference, start with a housing counseling agency, whether you start with Prosperity or there are many of housing counseling agencies across this region.
Okay.
But if you start with a housing counseling agency, we are able to help prepare you. There's a term that I use, and it's called home ownership ready. Lenders look for you to be mortgage ready.
Mm-hmm.
Mortgage readiness is basically they look at your gross income, they look at the debts that you have on your credit report, they look at your credit scores. If all those things work, then they can say you are mortgage ready. Home ownership ready is we need to deal with the money that you actually bring home. Mm. We need to wind up, and this is what the counseling agency does, is they look at what money you bring home and then look at what are those responsibilities, those expenses. Do you have daycare? Daycare is really expensive.
It is.
What activities are your children involved in and that you want to keep them involved? Are you helping elderly parents? Are you helping children that is in college? Are you a churchgoer and you paying your tithes and offering? See, none of those numbers factored in to being mortgage ready. But those things factored in being home ownership ready. Sometimes families get denied because of the fact that the house that they want does not meet within their income guidelines. So they're getting denied because they want a $300,000 house, but really the most they can afford may be a $200,000 house. Just had a young lady that we were working the numbers. And she, the house was decent and all that, but she said it's too small. And we have to remember with a lot of this, this may be your first house, but not your last house.
Yeah.
So you maybe have to kind of start thinking about that stepping stone that I'm going to start here and then I'm going to buy another house. I'll buy another house. And that way you won't get disappointed. But, just knowing how much you can afford up front. Not having the down payment assistance funds, and we'll talk about that later. Understanding that everything comes with a cost. Running up debt prior to doing something. You buy a car before you get a house, you almost doom.
Mm.
Only because now you have to be thinking about your debt to income ratios.
Right.
And again, not saving money, because in order to get into the game, you have to wind up having your own money. And it's kind of like, I'm always talking and my staff laugh at me. It's like, it's like, I'm going to win the lottery. It's like, I'm going to win the lottery. And they go like, did you even play? And it's like, no. So home ownership is the same way.
Yeah.
You want home ownership, but you got to get in the game. And to get in the game, you have to have money.
Mm.
And that's one of the things that most people have to learn is that you're going to have some of your own money to get there. When a family is getting ready to purchase a home, interview your lenders, interview your realtors. They interview you.
Mm-hmm.
you need to interview them. So there are some important questions people need to know. I'm going to start with the realtors first. Realtors are there, and let me properly disclose, I am a licensed realtor.
Okay.
So I'm going to make some statements that someone may get a little nervous, but I understand. When you interview your realtor, you want to see whether they have worked with different lenders. Have they worked with any of the down payment assistance programs out there? How knowledgeable they are. And if they haven't, then ask them whether they're willing to learn. Yeah. And if you're working with a housing counseling agency, you refer them over there, and the agencies will help them to understand the products. You want to meet with your lender. And be careful about the question that you ask, because sometimes they sound similar, but they're different. Going to a lender and basically giving them your gross income, your social security number, and your birthday, and say, tell me how much house I can afford, is different than you saying to your lender, I don't want to pay more than $1,400 a month for a house payment. Because the first question could give you a lot more house, but you could be paying $2,000 a month versus you telling them how much you can afford. So you have to know what the questions you need to ask them so that they can get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And basically get that house. Because if you get that house payment right, you'll get a yes. Definitely making sure your credit score where it needs to be. Or even to the point of understanding what lender or which lender may be right. So all lenders are good, but they may not be all good for you. We tend to think that you have to have a high credit score. In some regards, having a certain credit score is good. To us, in our field, a 640 is a great credit score. Now, people listening to this and say, 640? Really? Yeah. So 640 for some of the products we do can get someone $100,000 more in down payment money, because the credit score with one of our programs can get them $50,000 in down payment. But we have some other lenders that even kick the credit score to the curb. You don't have to have a credit score at all. You can even have a bad credit score. But credit scores and credit worthiness are two different things. So when people, or you hear people saying they kicked your credit score to the curb, don't mean they don't look at your credit report. So you still have to be credit worthiness. So what are those things that are on your credit? The one thing that people are looking at now to kind of level that feel is, because of medical collections, you could lose 50 points from a medical collection.
Yeah.
So they don't want to penalize you on this. So, okay, so that $50, so that medical collection hits you, drop your credit score 50 points, but that doesn't have to keep you from home ownership. You just got to choose the right lender that can work with that credit score. And that's what the housing counseling agency does.
So the approval comes, they get approved for the home, they're in the home. What programs and resources do you guys provide to help people stay in that home?
We offer all of our clients the ability to never leave us, to come back in, give yourself about 2 months to get kind of used to the house, and then come back in and let's do some post-purchase counseling so that you can look at your expenses, start building up that reserve. We really do believe that if you don't have any money left at the end of the month, then you could be moving yourself closer to foreclosure, because things happen. You could lose your job. You could get sick. So you need to have some money in the bank account so that if you lose your income, you can still make that monthly payment. if you, I mean, we have people that call us up because it's like, we need the car. So come on back. Let's do the math, because the math got to work.
Yeah.
Because we don't want you to lose your home, because you go in and you get a car payment. And if you think house prices are bad these days, check out getting a car.
Yeah.
And you may have to wind up even improving your car, because you can get a house with a cheaper, with a lower credit score than you can get a car. So you may have to tune up that credit score just to be able to get into a car. And then also knowing the questions you need to do when you start shopping for a car.
So for anybody listening, how do they get involved in this program? How do they support your efforts and the mission that you've established? What do they need to do?
Well, for anyone who wants to come into Prosperity, you can call our phone number, which is 704-933-7405. Send an email to education@prosperitycdc.org. Be serious. You got to do the work. Yeah, you got to do the work. It's not easy, but you can get there. And if anybody wants to support what we do, we are a nonprofit organization. We love donations or volunteers to kind of do the things that we can't do. We have a very small staff. We have a very small staff, so we're always looking for people to do stuff such as media and things of that nature we can't do. Because we are HUD, anyone volunteering would have to get their certification, so that's a little bit of a pain. But we're here. And we do many things, so not only do we counsel, we have all of our financial empowerment workshop. Those are free to anyone, and it doesn't matter income guidelines. So a lot of people think that we only work with people who are at a certain income. Yeah. The down payment assistance is what defined the income guidelines. So it doesn't matter whether you make, you know, $15 an hour, or you make $100,000 a year, or $200,000 a year. Yeah. All of us can use a little bit of financial education. Okay.
Now, speaking of events, I know you have an event coming up. Tell us the details.
All right. We have an event coming up on April the 20th at Bethel Enrichment Center in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Hopefully we'll get our website up, but if not, someone just call our office. We'll send you out the information to register. We will have an array of lenders. So our sponsors right now are First Citizens. We have Fifth Third, Wells Fargo. Who else is on that list of sponsors? U.S. Bank is probably coming to the table. So not only are they going to be sponsors, but they're going to be there.
Nice.
So one of the things that we're going to do is that everyone who wants to register to be at the event, they will pay a fee, which is something that we have never done before. So the fee is going to be $36.50. But if you show up, we're going to give you a $40 gift card. So in essence, it's still free.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do is, when you register, we're going to ask you for some minimum documentation. My staff is going to look at your information to see if you are mortgage ready, mm-hmm, and your homeownership ready, schedule you to meet with three of the lenders that will be there, and you may be able to get pre-qualified at this or pre-approved at this event.
Nice.
Yeah. This is the first time we have done this, and we're really, really excited. We're only going to open it up to the first 100 people, so they need to get in and get it done.
Now, speaking of first time, another first is happening, and it's a down payment assistance program. Can you talk a little bit about that before we close out?
Oh, yes. We can't forget about this. So, Cabarrus County, mm-hmm, is going to offer a down payment assistance program. This is, again, the first ever. The amount will be a maximum of $25,000. So everybody don't get all caught up that you're going to get the $25,000. No. So it will be kind of a stepping stone based off of what your income is. So we want to fill in that gap to be able to help move you into home ownership. So we're really, really excited. And I think if we get it right, maybe we can get some more coming down the pipeline. You have to make application into Prosperity. So again, now we do charge a fee. It's really expensive, y'all. $50 for an applicant, $75 for a couple. So again, you got to get in the game. Mm-hmm. So you get in the games, you make application, give us our documentation. We will basically do the assessment for mortgage ready, home ownership readiness. And if you're ready to go, we will refer you to a lender to be able to get you pre-approved. Then you meet with your lender and buy a house. And we got so many houses coming up, guys. I'm going to give a shout out to WeBuild. So WeBuild is going to be releasing somewhere around 10 houses over by the end of April. So we need buyers. Okay. Yeah. So, but you gotta invest in yourself, spend the money, do it. And then we can put this puzzle together. And like I said, between all the down payment assistant monies that will be in Cabarrus County, we could be looking at close to $100,000 in down payment. I had a young lady and she's educated. Okay. So this young lady was living in her VW with her child, but educated, working in a job, making money, but didn't think she could achieve. A church took her in, and so her and her daughter was, like, say, back and forth between kind of living in this kind of non-traditional housing piece. But she came to us, but because she had a job, she had a good credit score, we were able to help her change her mindset on achieving. She was a battered woman. So that's a lot of things that, so it's a lot of things that we deal with. And so just trying to sit there and say, you can move past this situation. So she was able to move from her car, that transitional situation she was in with the church, into her own home. At this point in time, because we're talking back around in like 1995, 96, the city of Concord at this point was building a subdivision called Suncrest. She was able to buy one of those homes. She came up to me in the parking lot about 15 years ago, after about 15 years and being in the house. And so she was running up to me and it kind of made me nervous because it was like, oh my God, what has happened to her? And she sat there and she told me, she said, Louise, I just come in to tell you, I paid off the house, 15 years.
Wow.
She went back to school, got her master's. She was also, because of her degree, she was a teacher in our school system. And so she got her master's, she's teaching, her daughter graduated, she was down at A&T in some degree I can't even pronounce, but just to think that she had paid off, you know, her house, she had bought a car, her kid was striving, that's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
Can't beat that. So one of the bad stories is a young lady that bought a house in 2017. Her house payment is reasonable, is $900 a month, but now she's 12 months behind. Mm-hmm. So how she got behind, you know, situation happened, not having enough money to kind of meet it, but that house bought in 2019 has a tax value of over $350,000. So if we can't figure out and she can't figure out how we can put it together to be able to get caught up, her wealth is gone. That $150,000 worth of equity. So you can't go into home ownership thinking that, okay, now I got my house, now I can do whatever. No. if you want to leave a legacy to your family, if you want to leave that house to your kids, then that means you got to sit there and always think about money. Math matters. And that math is being able to use your money the right